Steve Perlman spends a lot of time hanging out in remote regions of the Pacific. It's his passion and his work, not a sport. He collects rare plants on the verge of extinction.
I think hospice training would probably help us, because we are doing what they call the Plant Extinction Prevention Program, and so everything in that, every plant in that program, all 120 species or so, have less than 50 individuals.
Perlman works as a field researcher for the U.S. National Tropical Botanical Garden on the island of Kauai. He's an authority on Hawaiian flora. He's discovered nearly 30 species and has rediscovered 20 or more that were thought to be extinct.
I have gone back and actually witnessed extinction at least a dozen times, where I'll go back and then the last one is dead. And the first time we kind of took our hats off and had a moment of silence.
But he says now the rate of extinction is more common, and Hawaii has become the endangered species capital of the United States. Chipper Whitman is the director of the Tropical Botanical Garden. He and his team of scientists are leading the efforts to save Hawaii's rich biodiversity.
90% of our dry land ecosystems are now completely gone. Our moist ecosystem, 61%. Probably the strongest ones are the wet ecosystems up in the middle of the island where people don't want to live or develop. It's too rough or remote.
Another tropical botanical garden scientist, Michael Wysong, explains why invasive species are a problem.
Everything behind me, this is Scheflera, what some people call octopus trees. This invasion occurred in like the last 25 years.
Wysong says Scheflera, along with the African tulip in this Wahawi Brazilian tree, have taken over much of Hawaii's natural forest. Their dense root system prevents the native plants from growing. Still another botanical garden scientist, Dave Burney, has studied the Makawahi sinkhole, a set of caves and passages that have turned out to be an important archaeological site.
About 400 years ago, there was a mega tsunami here, some kind of humongous waves that would have come all the way over this wall and brought huge rocks of types that are not associated with the cave environment.
Bernie and his wife Lita have worked in the cave for the past 14 years, shifting through mounds of sediments. They've found bones of extinct animals and plants. They've found seeds that have allowed them to bring back plants that had disappeared. Their findings have allowed him to rewrite some of the natural history of Hawaii. The director of education for the gardens, Gau Gau Talana, explains why it's important to involve the entire community in trying to maintain nature's balance.
Well, we are actually stewards of the land, stewards of nature, of the natural resources that have been given to us. And we're only here for a short period of time. And we're going to leave and pass it on to the next generations. The question is, what are we going to leave behind for the others to come?
Holding on to traditions, medicinal plants, and hundreds of plants forgotten by many, the Tropical Botanical Garden continues its efforts to save and preserve nature as it was for the past, for many generations to come. For producer Zulima Palacio, this is Roseanne Skirbel for VOA News.